in Parshas Behar here. The first piece we're going to do is a Rambam in his Akdamah to Pirshei Mishnayos, a Rambam that speaks a lot about the process of Mesoris. Dai says, Ki kol mitzvah shenasa kash brochum ha shabena ha sholom nita lo b'firusha. Haya omu lo ha mitzvah v'chakach omu firusha v'nyana. V'kol mashu kol sefer Torah. Now, so the Rambam says, the first thing is he's giving us an explanation of how to define Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiktav is the mitzvah as it's stated, and Pirusha is the Torah Shebal Peh. So, for instance, you have tefillin. Torah says, Lois HaYotcha, this is Zikaron, Totofos. Now that's the mitzvah. Now there's going to be an explanation of what the mitzvah entails, how to implement it, etc. So Torah Shebal Peh at its most basic form is the pirush of Torah Shebiktav, the explanation of what it means. It's important to understand that things that came about later, also, as long as they are called the pirush of it, that falls into Torah Shebal Peh. Now, I want to explain a nekuda here in understanding Torah the relationship of where Torah Shebiktav comes into Torah Shebal Peh. The simplest explanation is that it would just be too difficult to write everything down, so it's given Baal Peh, which for us, memorizing an awful lot of things is something that's not easy either. Given the choice of having, a 250 volume encyclopedia, or having to memorize 250 volumes, I think I would stick to the encyclopedia, even though it's kind of big. In terms of convenience, you can just go back and forth on parchment was expensive, pen was expensive, ink was expensive, it's hard, difficult, but it's not satisfying. The real understanding, I think, is it's a difference in the nature of it, in the sense that the Guf HaInyan always wants to be something frozen, exact, very, very defined. Explanation by nature is fluid, by nature is individual. And if it's an explanation of it, for instance, if someone were to ask me what a house is, and I were to define a house is a place that you live, has six beams and three columns and 400 screws of one size and 200 screws of the other, that definition is not, it's a very sloppy definition. I need to say the following. A house is a place you live in. The minimum that's required for a person to live in is X amount of space, which requires X amount of material, X amount of construction to make it. That's the emes shebo. Anyone who would throw it all, who would throw in the necessary but not essential, somebody that would lump together the essential, the necessary but not essential, the unnecessary but frequent in one package is really, really giving a very shoddy definition. The Torah itself is Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos is tishpois. That's the mitzvah of Shabbos. How is one Shabbos? Okay, so there's 39 melachos and there's 39 toldos and there's this and that and the other thing. So I think that's how the Rambam defines it. It's very interesting that the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. This is Pirshei Mishnayos. His Mishnah Torah follows the same order. He starts every set of halachas in Mishnah Torah with the mitzvahs that are going to be there, and then he goes through the halachas. Those mitzvahs, when you look at them, seem to be very erratic. They're certainly not. It's not a sum of the captions of each perek. You have sometimes one mitzvah that takes up eight prakim, and sometimes you have eight mitzvahs that get packed into one halacha. It's very, very. It seems almost contrived, the lumping together the mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah? The answer is no. The Rambam sees that as being the way it should be. There's 630 mitzvahs, and then the hesbefit, it takes 14 full svarim of Yad HaChazakah. But one needs to bear in mind these are all explanations of how one implements a certain mitzvah. Then he says, Ve'inyin limudad Yisrael hoya kifi sha'oimeh. He's the teacher, he told the class like it says in the Gadat and Gemara in Erevin. Hoya Moshe nichas baholoi, v'nechat yavet chila aaron. Moshe went into his oil, aaron came in. Moshe ha'im la mitzvah nesuna loy pa'amachas, limdo of Hirusha. Ve'istalik aaron v'yachli min Moshe. Then aaron stood at Moshe's right hand side. V'nechas ha'achrav aloza v'itam abono. Moshe ha'im la mashom ala aaron. V'istalku, v'yeshe v'echad ha'smoil Moshe ha'beinu v'ashen limin mo aaron. And then the whole Hamon came in. So you have Aaron Nimtza, Aaron Shema Mitzah in Pi Moshe Abapam, Aaron heard four times, Bonav Shalish Pamim, Haskenim Shnei Pamim twice, Asharom Pamecha. Then Moshe would walk out because Aaron Lefashim Mitzah Shalom, and Aaron taught it, Shalom Pi Moshe Abapamim, Moshe Marnu, I'll call him Tzar. Aaron would leave. And then his kids heard the mitzvah four times, three from Moshe, one from Aaron. Then Elazar Yisrael would go ahead and teach everybody, and then the Zkenim would teach everybody. V'chayzah Zkenim gam kein achlag mitzvah. V'nimtza kol hakol shem mitzvah. So everyone heard it four times, once from Moshe, once from Aaron, third from his children, the fourth from Zkenim. Now, the Rambam is repeating Chazal here. One of the Rambam's godless is that he's able to take different inyanim de Gemara and build a set of halachas out of it. So the Gemara has machlokas and shitas and so on and so forth, and the Rambam constructs a whole structure of halachas, taking different sugars and so on. He does in halacha, and does not got it also. He's bringing down an agadita that doesn't seem to be terribly important in the structure of what he's trying to say. Basically, he's trying to explain the Masoros of Torah, as an introduction to Torah Shabbat Peh, that's fine. And he's going to concentrate on the later generations and who did carry on the Masorah, didn't carry on the Masorah, to try to show that there's a complete Masoros of Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah, Bein HaKadosh's times, when they committed to writing. This whole process over here, of Moshe teaching it four times and Aaron three times and twice and once and Neher and Ahin, it's not terribly important for us to know that. No one ever, when anyone raised the issues of Teresh HaPed, no one ever came along and said, did Elazar hear it really well from Aaron or not? I mean, if there are issues, the issues are going to be a generation later. I mean, we could just imagine Moshe saying Yeshurim over and over again, everybody listening again and again until they know it. It this whole thing over here doesn't seem to really add much to us. I think what the Nakuda, so look, Legufa Shel Inyan, what's this whole process over here? I think there's an Inyan of learning it over four times, that's fine. You know, three times a Chazaka, and the fourth time is when you're learning it. But there's a deeper point here. The needle of Mesorah had been threaded. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu Bechayev produced three generations of Mesoras. It was done in a way where whatever he had done with Aaron was then imitated. Aaron learned it four times from him. Aaron began the process of learning it four times to Klal Yisrael. B'nei Aaron learned it four times, once from Aaron and once from Moshe and so on. And in other words, by the time that when Klal Yisrael sat down, they had to learn, their Torah had gone through three generations of Mesiras HaTorah. So in a sense, the Mesoras was established as a Mesoras. They can't come. Their Torah itself is with the same threading of the needle that had happened from Moshe to Aaron, Bnei Aaron, Kenim, and Kli Yisrael. And everyone had heard it from Moshe at least once, but it means that Moshe Rabbeinu not only established Torah, he established Mesiras HaTorah, Mesoras HaTorah, in a way that became a permanent feature. Okay, then he says, they went and told each other what they heard from Moshe. The Kaisa Mitzvah Megillus, and they would write down the Megillus. In other words, they would write down Torah Shebik Sav on Megillus. This is going with Madyama Megillah Nitna. Meaning Torah Shebik Sav was allowed to, you were allowed to write it immediately, but it had a Shem Megillah rather than a Shem Sefer Torah because it wasn't complete yet. Vayeshoytu Asram Kol Yisrael Lulmodu Lahagais Atche Yedu Begirs HaMitzvi Yagil Kaisa. So Yisrael went around and made sure that everyone knew those mitzvahs well as they were written. V'achakach Yilamnu Pirush HaMitzvah Mitzvah HaShem. Then he would teach them the Pirush HaMitzvah. V'apirush HaHu HaYakoylel Inyanim. It would include all sorts of inyanim. V'yakoysvim HaMitzvah V'loin Alper Kabbalah. They would write the mitzvah and learn the Kabbalah Balper. Meaning that, and like we said before, this mahalach preserves the tzura of it. It says there's a lashon in the beginning of Sefer Yetzirah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the sefer, the sipur. Not clear. There's one more word that it's sefer again, but it's sefer and sipur, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu imprinted the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Torah, in two ways. There's Ksivadik and there's Shmiadik. And each one of these is a different grasp on something. Like we said before, in Ksiva, we are, with Taifis, the Lashon, with Taifis, the exactness of it. So for instance, when you're writing up a legal document, when you're writing a Sefer, the most important feature is how crisp and meduyik is the sefer, how accurate, precise, and concise are the words. Because it's as if you try to take the idea and boil it down into its purest word form. When you're explaining to somebody something orally, your emphasis is on giving him to understand. I may oversimplify it, I may over-explain it, I may use all sorts of mishalim that are a bit far, but the key is really understanding. I want to apply it a little bit here also, in a deeper way. The Alter Rebbe writes in a Maimer, and it says it a few other places also, it's I think in the Parshas Balayis HaShlach, if I remember correctly, in Likutei Torah. He speaks about, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the sticks of Moshe Rabbeinu that he put up, the machzeif halavan, the sort of when he carved out those sticks, it was being mekayim tefillin.
Yaakov,
you know. So he speaks. So the Alter Rebbe explains. I mean, that's the strangest. I mean, it's the strangest tefillin we ever saw. As far as we're concerned, it has almost nothing to do with tefillin in any way, shape, or form. And he explains that every mitzvah has its core and then how it expresses itself in this world. Now, theoretically, a mitzvah can express itself in many ways. Just like, for instance, when you have an equation, you can then make up any words around the equation. The guy has a field this long and this wide. How many square feet does it have? He needs to buy fencing, he needs to plant corn, he wants to double the area. You can talk about a thousand more mishalim will fit it. It's the same equation. So he says, after Matan Torah, mitzvahs have the exact format that we were given at Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, if you want to make kind of mitzvah, and you will aim it on the side of the mitzvah, there were many ways to express it. So the purish of the mitzvah is how it comes out into our world, into the world of Pshat. So what's frozen is the mitzvah. It's written, Sheshes Yom Tavoid, and Yom HaShvi is a day of Menucha, of Shvisa, and Shabbos HaBosan, and so on. That's what it says. One of the translations, the translation our world after Matan Torah is Lamed Tes Melachos. V'cheinu Razal b'Braisa v'idav Hashem Moshe bar Sinai Matan Le'bar Sinai L'kol Torah Kula Nemar Misinai Alei Melacha Mashmita Nemar B'Klaleo B'Frateo V'Dikdu Kel Misinai Av Kol HaMitzvahs Nemar Klaleo V'Frateo Kel Misinai. So the Rambam understands this Chazal as follows, that the mitzvah was given. The klolim are the things that are written there. The pratim, the kayem, are the explanations, like he says before, and that's the example he gives in a minute. And that's going to be all from Sinai. Bina chomashul. Shakash pocha l'moishu kashmah tom sukkah stay shivas yomim. Acha keno diya shasukkah stay shivas chorem lan kebis. Shena chorem chayom bo lo chederech. Shesukha b'tzema chorech. Leskana b'tzem l'mesha l'ob de kelim. And so on. All the details. And what you're supposed to do in it, and how tall it is, and so on. Because Novel Shom, Moshe came along, Nosma Mitzvah Zoyse Pirusha, he gave him the Mitzvah of the Sukkot Teish, which was Yomim, and he gave him all these halachos we said. V'chein HaSheish Meir Shasher Se Mitzvahs Sheheim U'Pirusham HaMitzvah B'Chsav V'Pir Shalpeh. So that's how the Rambam sets up his explanation of what Mishnayos is. Torah Shalpeh is the basic explanation of the Mitzvahs.
Yeah. Back to the earlier point about the Machzeh Lavan.
Yeah.
Once the parish has been given down, I'm assuming that the mitzvah, that is the mitzvah.
Right,
no
correct.
Other way you could be
correct.
Tap into the source, and this is the mitzvah.
Correct,
well.
Correct. For us, that is the mitzvah. There is one area, and a grayish area, where it can apply. And let me explain where. In the world of Lifnim Mishur Sadin, in the world of minhag, now Chassidim were very big into doing in yonim that would reflect the mitzvah. So I'll be kabbalah, I'll be this, I'll be that. But they have minhagim that'll shame that it says this, we do this, it says that, or remez, or this or that. I was once sitting at a karlina. I was once at a karlina for Shabbos when I was a bacha. And they gave a piece of filter fish at the end of the meal, and said the Rebbe said, you know, the Rebbe being the old Kalir Rebbe, the Rebbe, that in Tikkanta Shabbos, which goes from, you know, it's the reverse Aleph base, Dag Ba are the last four letters, Dalet, Gimel, Beis, Aleph. So the Dag comes at the end. So that's how they do it. Now, was that a vertel to hide a different reason? I have no idea. I'm not sure if I ate the fish or not. It's been going back a while back, but the validity of something like that is because as long as it's not soiser tayer, as long as it's not soiser halacha, and it has a sheirish mitzad pnimis inyan, that's where there's a makom for lifnim mishus in hidu mitzvah, hanhagis minhagim, etc. The Litvisher world was reluctant about this whole union because there comes a tishtush with real halacha in the sense that the difference between that which we have to do because that's the primary havana de mitzvah and it's chok lo yaver versus the thing that we do because we have a deeper deher and we can be aiming on a certain site and so on and so forth tends to become blurred. And you get a mishmash, a tremendous kpeda minhagim, a possible loosening of halacha, and you know, back in that's the issue that came about. So that was the issue why. But so it's still nagia, understanding that the different shades that may not make it into halacha has a makom in there. Yes.
And then what about when there are conflicts between the Kabbalah aspect of how the mitzvah should be done and the halachic aspect?
So the goyin says, the very very famous goyin that says, for the person that really understands both, there are no conflicts. They can all be answered. Lamaisa, we have a handful of areas where there's a conflict, and I don't know, you know, that's traditionally the literature have been makbir on the halacha, the way the halacha says, and they learned the Kabbalah, but they learned it as a limud, but didn't do it halacha, by and large, and the other Eden, and the Mochsidish Eden, to usually take on the halacha. It's very famous about Tanya himself has a double set of psakim. In Shacharach he passes like the Bala Halacha, strictly. In his Siddur he does go sometimes with the Bala Kabbalah, and supposedly when he was asked, he said, well, this is Alpi Halacha, it's Alpi Kabbalah. What at the end Trump, but they're Chavar Chassidim, Alpi Kabbalah Trump, and they understood that Halacha will resolve itself somehow. Okay, I mean, I need that to say that these were always used in kind of very minor areas. You aren't talking about Avos Melacha. Okay, the next one is going as a Ramban, that is argument Rashi about what is the limud of Shemitah in Har Sinai. But the topic kind of that all of this that the Rambam was doing, Ramban are going to speak about, Rashi, is the Vaidava Shemesh Behar Sinai Limur. Like all of a sudden we're back to Har Sinai again. It's very, very unclear why nothing else is Sinai and like where we're coming from. So Ramban brings Rashi. Vaidava Shemesh Behar Sinai. Mayesh Mitzvot Har Sinai. I, all Mitzvot are set in Sinai, so what's the point? Elamash Mitzvot Nemer Kol Sevta Pritei Avadiku Keha. Sinai, Afkul Nemikol Sinai, that's what it's called. Sterner says, we learn from Shemitah, just like Shemitah, the Klal, and the Prat, and the Dictum was given to Sinai, everything else also. So Rambam at Adam studied to mean the Torah of Alpeh and so on. V'nirle shekach pirushay, lefi shlamatzinu Shemitah kakoyes v'nishas barbis moyav. There are some mitzvahs that make the grand appearance in Dvarim, which is Arvus Moav. Shemitah doesn't. So where is that coming from? Lamadu shekol ser pater kulam mishinai. Uba kosov v'limit kan al kol dibush v'nidav l'moshu v'sinai shemishinai hoyu v'lasem d'kdeim v'chodzim shekol Arvus Moav l'shon Rashi. So Arvus Moav is a repeat, but everything was given at Sinai. V'enachu v'enakom. Rambam disagrees with it, just in pshat. So I have a mitzvah k'shemitah shesh v'arvus moav. There are many mitzvahs that are not written in Arvus Moav, just like Shemitah. V'neidu ben shnei mekol sevta v'nishas Sinai v'ol moed. And we know they were given in Sinai v'ol moed. And also, how do you know that all the other divras you can equate to Shemitah, and so on? V'cheino yiro yoysa loyma k'nishanis nishna levaya prateyem. And then we're sinner, because if we would go the other direction, and we would say that all the klalim were given in Sinai, the prata were not given, and now it's explaining it. So he has a different, pshat. And again, this is a machlokes in pure pshat. Avla brayis asher Torah kana pirusha baru shashmita nemru kol aser mi Sinai d'chipa shel elu shpatim v'ashvisu shetana tashta v'ochla v'yere amcha. Shemitah was given at least on the klal level, was given at Har Sinai. Mishpatim is part of the of what's given at Sinai, and has Shemitah there. V'kan chazav ama, and the reason I repeat it here, ki behar Sinai oid nemru kol proteo sheikul niskepash azois. V'sefer yinksiv eilam tashir asem esmoy shav neisol bar Sinai, lehakish kol ha-mitzvahs ala Shemitah niskeres, shekulon ha-yekein shem v'chal v'fatukom v'sinai. So once I have, what Ramban is adding in Pshat is, the Gemara's shtel was on the fact that you have it written below the cell there, and in our parsha, you have Pratim listed, and it says behar Sinai. So here we have a mitzvah that the klal is mefurish at Har Sinai, the prat here, the Gemara says, also Har Sinai, and at the end of the pasuk you have a pasuk that's a hekesh of altogether. V'chein sonu shamitahs konim eila mitzvahs einover shalachadish oidava mi'ata. Asha tzivah shemes Moshe, kidai ashtiach v'sholch l'choyes Moshe al-Bnei Yisrael. Schus yisol gomver v'sinai, shekulom nemru mi'sinai, ad kam tahs konim. So once again, you have the same thing was all said at Sinai. Aval inyan Arbis Moav shenistavash shemosh v'ad Torah v'onim kach nearly zekat v'ferach. Arbis Moav never. Arbis Moav is simply the beer of Torah to explain it as well as possible. But the klolim and the protim were all given Sinai, and in Devarim there was a hezba. That inyan of hezba is a step further even than the pirusha. Now, it's pirusha means the elementary explanation of it in a logical way, like this, you know, where tefillin, what's tefillin, batim made of or a behemoth that's tahora, meruba, shachar, etc., etc., etc. And then by Devarim it says the whole Moshe bears that Moshe was mivayet in ayin lashon. That's with an aim at the understanding of the person being mekabel. So it's not the technical explanation, the logically pure explanation, but it's the ability to bring it to the person in his language.
And then,
yeah.
On a simple level, was that just because that was 40 years later after the door had died and this was the new generation that
well,
was going
it says
into
also,
there?
Yeah. Probably that, or also says, on a Oymed al Das Rabbah Rabbah Mshana, different elements of that. Okay, the next one is a Ramban, and he speaks about the Bittul of Shemitah and Bahar Sinai and so on, the Bris of Lukashnias and the Chulu. Let's look at it. V'inyan HaParsha that we can, so the Ebenezer says, Ki Zois HaBris, like Tzu Parsha El Mishpatim, there was a Bris in Mishpatim, at the end of Mishpatim. U'kashe Kibla al Napsham Nasa V'nishma, when he said Nasa Yispa, Oz Nichus HaBris. V'amlen Kol HaParsha Zois. V'iskir Mokam HaZeh L'chabet Tnoi Oretz. Ki Kasha Omal Arayis, Ki Avon Tokaisim Oretz, Chinom HaParsha Mkhois HaShav Tz Oretz, V'tzatchil Lask HaShav Oseks. So he says that there was a bris over there, and then this was immediately said together with it, because it's all an explanation really of what the bris is, and the important mitzvahs for the bris and the klalos, etc., etc. Well, the fi daiti kinefa kan the seder nochem. No, he says this is the right seder. The way the Ebenezer says this is really part of Parshas Mishpatim. Except that we skipped over to get to all the other parshas. Ubir inyan ki betchilas avoyim yoyim oyishen shuvos oyishen because the Moshe Sefer Bris called it Hashem as Hashpatim Hashem. In the 41st days, he did what it says over there. Vizak dam bisalam when they were chaytin the eagle mishtabra luchos ki ilu nispat la bris ahiyaz Hakadosh Baruch Hu. With the eagle, that bris became broken. Okshe sraat Hakadosh Baruch Hu lemoishav luchos shniyos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masked with Hashanayis, Sivo b'bris chadosha. He was mitzavim on new bris. Shenem ahin anechi kares bris. Ve'hech t'shom ha-mitzvah sachamuris. Shenem ha-beseid of Eilam shlot mitzvah shayna. V'am ha-ksov lucha za dvar ma'ila, ki al-pi ha-dvar ma'ila karati t'cho bris v'as Yisrael. Now, so we at Shluch Hashanayis, we have a second bris that wasn't there at Luchos Hashanis. We wrote a Kaddish Baruch Hu Lachman on bris Hashanis Hashanis. Shati Aleim Ba'olus Ubeklolis. We shati a Kurishayna Al Komitz Hashanis Kav Hashpatim Kusham Bris Hashanis Kol Tav Hashanis Hashpatim. So Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to redo a bris on everything that had been done before, but the addition would now be that there would be a lot of terrible consequences. Lefikach Omer Bekan Sefer Techochas Elachuk Kishot Tav Hashanis 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 who Roma is a kol amitzvah shpatim shem bevis hashayna b'seir shpatim shekum b'sasayis. So all of this includes the first bris in content, except that it's strengthened with all of the klalos. I want to add a certain nekuda to this and want to be aiming at something. A bris means that it's eternal. It's something that we promise to uphold forever, and so on and so forth. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds olos and klolos to a bris. It means that these olos and klolos are the means to preserve this eternally. Without the olos and klolos, so let's give a sort of a kind of mashal. If I have an object that fell apart, I built a plane and the plane fell apart, then I'm aiming on the fact that there was some loosening of the parts of the plane that caused it to fall apart. One way to rectify it and make sure it doesn't happen is I build in an alarm system that way before it gets to the weakness of being ripped apart during flight, the alarm is going to go off and warn me that things are loose. The olos and the klolos are safety nets designed to keep things out and to make sure that to make sure God something gets to it. So the bris was reinforced with olos and klolos so that the feedback mechanism is much more intense, and that will keep us in line more. Then he says, Ramban says, and when was the Mishkan, when were the Mitzvah of the Mishkan? V'hineh, v'seifah b'rizishon em ha-shviyas b'chlak m'shizkarti. Shem v'ha-shviyas t'shem t'ashtok. V'ata b'brizlois ha-shein ish nemah protetuk t'von shel. U'be'eis ha-brizlois ha-shein ish barim v'yom ish-shein ish av ha-moitzal ha-mishkan. In the first 40 days already, it's part of Torah, Mishkan is very important part of Torah, Moshe knew about the Mishkan. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavim lukashnias, once again the Mishkan is b'chlal. For oz he killed Moshe's Kassel, but Omnak Yudchila. Elon Shasir Lasset says Omnak Mishkan. You repeat it again. Vihine kibla dov simkov yotzofa miyad, ubok kulam asan adova vasar mishkan shtim milachta. Vikasha huka miyad vayikal Moshe davasham elam al moyed, and so on. So there were two actually there were twice that they were installed on the Mishkan. The first time it never came lefall. The second time is when it came lefall. So if there's a second bris, why did he not need to redo the dam and everything else? I will kibble my bris hasheni, but olos of the klolos eila. The olos and the klolos and the second bris take the place of carbon, and it's simple, really. A carbon represents something, and as long as a person relates to the carbon that's nishchad, as damom, soros, nishchad, so on and so forth, then there's a bris there. If it stops, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to really imprint it on the person himself. You know, Chazal say Yisur Memarkin, and Chazal say Karbonis HaMemarik. There's an old Jewish story where a mother brought a kid to school, and she told the principal, listen, my child can be a little bit mischievous and do things that are not so good, but he's a very, very sensitive soul. So if he needs to be disciplined, just smack the kid next to him, and he'll get the point right away. So Karbonis is kind of, you know, I'm acting out through something else. And if a person is sensitive enough, that produces in himself. When a person sees the dam of the carbon as domoy, and it's part of the bris, and so on and so forth, that's very, very good. If not, chas v'shalom, olos and klolos take the place of that. And then we feel it on our flesh and skin, and that becomes. So just like a more astute kind of person will pick up on a sign when it says dangerous, a less a wise child will experiment and then get the shock or whatever it is and recognize it's dangerous. Let's see the final piece now in the Ramban here. V'chein bris ha-resmo of kein hoya shekilar matur ba-ozikos ha-heim v'ya-bris k'mash omel diva-bris and so on v'lvar ha-bris ha-shkos etem b'chayr. The emes omel shubitnai ha-oret ha-shmit v'yevul kasiyaskev te-chokhus v'azin ispah shubris ha-zis ha-shenis. So Lemaisa, so the Ramban is saying that there are two brisos. One bris was immediately, there was a bris when the first 40 days, and that was with the dam with that carbon. When Kasha was chayta, he came back a second time, There's a new Krisus Bris. This Krisus Bris was with the Olas and the Kolas. Okay.